The church in Crete was distracted by false teachings and pointless arguments, and people really needed to be converted. So Paul directed their attention to the right place when he wrote in Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. The second coming of Jesus should be the subject of sermons, of prayers, and a reminder in our daily lives of what is really important. The devil wants to make sure you're distracted, but Jesus is coming back. There's no time to waste. There's a world to reach with this good news, and you need to be saved. Notice Paul called the return of Jesus the blessed hope. When Jesus returns, no more sin, sickness, death, pain, selfishness, or trouble of any kind, and we get to be with God eternally. He's really coming back. Let the blessed hope be your blessed hope today. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.